Good morning, Monday, August 23rd. I'm here with Todd Zwillick, who's actually down in Washington, D.C. I'm here with you in spirit, Todd. Todd's
yes,
going in
spirit.
For John this morning.
And over the line, good morning, Celeste. Let's get a check in on the morning's top news now. With the summer winding down, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan is taking stock of the long season of offensives. General David Petraeus tells our partner, the BBC, NATO has destroyed many Taliban safe havens.
The reality is that the momentum that the Taliban had established over the course of recent years has been reversed.
General Petraeus says his advice to President Obama about drawing down troops next year is to do it gradually.
I think it's very important to remember what July 2011 actually is. That's a date when a process begins, nothing more, nothing less. It's not the date when the American forces begin an exodus and look for the exit and the light to turn off on the way out of the room.
Well, U.S. commanders this morning say the next offensive begins in September in the town of Zari, the birthplace of the Taliban. The town is still in insurgent hands despite five major NATO operations in recent years. Meanwhile, there's more evidence this morning. Pakistan is not making things easier. Pakistani officials tell the New York Times they arrested the Taliban's operational commander earlier this year because he'd been holding peace talks with the Afghan government. After his arrest, those peace talks ended.
Things look a little better in Iraq after the end of U.S. combat operations last week. General Ray Odierno, top American commander in Iraq, was asked if the U.S. mission was successful.
We've made lots of progress here. I would say to determine whether we've won the war or not, we can see that in 3 to 5 years as we see how Iraq turns out.
Odierno tells CBS News only a complete collapse of Iraqi security forces would bring U.S. combat troops back to Iraq. In the Gulf, the government is now fully in control of the claims process.
BP is out of the claims processing business as to individual and private business claims.
That's Ken Feinberg. He says a new claims facility for oil spill damages opens in New Orleans today. Feinberg's the man in control of the $20 billion escrow account, and he says it makes more sense to settle than sue because anyone he disqualifies would also lose in court. And staying with the Gulf, a new study says at least 20,000 kids have serious emotional disorders and don't have a permanent home yet because of Hurricane Katrina. The Columbia University report says children displaced by the storm are nearly 5 times more likely than other kids to have severe emotional disturbances. Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans 5 years ago this week.
Now let's check in on the markets now. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up and futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 10,213. The S&P opens at 1,071 and the NASDAQ opens at 2179.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.